Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The Black Friday is coming up, and it's coming up soon. I've already actually started finding a few nice things. The good thing about it is they've extended this whole Black Friday period, so you can kind of look and take your time a little bit more. But it is also a time where lots of criminals are out there or somewhere. I don't even know where they are. Every year, South Africans lose millions to fake websites, cloned stores, delivery scams, phishing links, and deals that are too good to be true. This morning, we're joined by someone who actually understands the machinery behind these scams. Dr. Wei Tse Lung from the Academy for Computer Science and Software Engineering is an expert in cybercrime, digital forensics, and cyber legislation. Dr. Lung, thank you for being with us once again. Help us save our bank accounts even before breakfast. So let's talk about this. Every Black Friday, we hear the warnings. But is there anything specific this year that we need to be aware of?
Well, I think with AI becoming so popular, I think that's the one thing that will be new. Otherwise, everything else is the same things we need to look out for in the past. So I think one of the things, one of the good old classics that's doing the rounds again is what they call typo squatting. So for example, you've got a Microsoft.com, you know, it's got that M, but they try to create something very urgent, and then instead of M, there's RN, for example, and then you look at it very quickly and you say, oh, I see it's a Microsoft.com site, except it's actually RNICRO, and then the rest of the URL, and you think you're buying from the official Microsoft website. But on the AI front, I think they're using AI to create a fake product, so it looks like it's the real deal, and then you buy it, and then when it gets here, if it gets here at all, it's not what you saw.
So it's to me, one of the most difficult thing is a cloned website. Is there any way to know? Because I know that I was looking at a website, and I think it was my daughter that said, just be careful, have you checked? And then I realized, in fact, it was a complete scam. The prices did seem a bit off, and which is why I asked, why I looked into it in the first place. But you do have to be, you know, it's quite easy, it's not difficult to be scammed that way.
Yeah, so as you say, the fake website, the clone websites is a thing. Obviously, they're hosting it elsewhere. So I suppose the one thing you have to do is, well, you should have done your homework beforehand, but otherwise, as you have done, calm down, you know, because there's always that urgency. They say, this offer is for the next 15 minutes. If you don't take it, then it's gone. So your usual website that you would buy from, as I mentioned with the typo squatting, make sure that the domain name at your browser, the address is actually what you know it to be. Or if you're not sure, check, because they will try and fake, so it could be a fake website address that looks like the official one. And they do it this, you know, using typo squatting, so the letters look similar. Or they make it look official. So, you know, the official website is takealot.com. But then now they're calling it takealotonline.com. And you think, oh, yeah, it's Takealot, so I will go and buy. And then it turns out it's not the official site. So it's about awareness as well. But I think the best way to defend, as you say, is to not let that countdown clock fool you. Just take, you know, calm down, say, oh, yes, this is a great deal. But let me, as you've done, do a little bit more homework. Let me check.
What about the fact that, you know, we go through, let's say, our social media, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, whatever people are on, and often they companies are advertising there, and what they'll do is always obviously target the type of product you've been looking for. So if you're looking for, I don't know, a whatever, running shoes, you're going to see adverts for running shoes. If something is on social media in that way, is there a higher likelihood that they are legitimate, or can anybody advertise on social media?
So I think it is, it's quite difficult because things like Meta will take money from whoever's advertising. They don't question twice. Not really. So the thing is with AI can also go, I know how Webby's looking at running shoes. So I am going to
walking shoes. I don't want to create the wrong impression for our listeners.
Okay.
Because nobody should think I'm a runner. Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, my, so
yes.
You've got walking the best walking shoes. Yes. But the thing is they can, they obviously are not going to do the homework and say, let's put in all this effort just to trick Howard and Howard alone. They will try and go for the more popular items. And so they go, okay, we know that this year people want walking shoes. That's the end thing. So what they will do is they will make a fake website that sells walking shoes. And then they might go on Facebook, who's looking at walking shoes? And there's also these fake, they're using AI to create fake influencers to push those walking shoes. And then you go, oh, yes, I want to get in on that. Maybe you go, I don't know what to get the kids this Christmas. And I'm going to get it now. And I go, I see walking shoes are the thing, because you don't really know. And you go, this influencer said so, and let me get that. And because it conveniently, there's a link that takes me there. So these things do happen, especially now with AI generating all sorts of fake content.
Wow. So you've just, is it unfair to say to people, use the sites that you normally use? If you normally buy from Amazon, Takealot, Macro, whichever, Woolworths, it doesn't matter which website it is, or all of those, go spend your time rather at all of those websites or all of those apps where you would normally buy from. Is that reasonable advice, or is that unnecessarily cautious?
I think that's the safe thing to do, because if it is, you know, you're not going to get a store that's going to pop out in the middle just for Black Friday, you know, just for you. That's suspicious. Is it impossible? No, but you know, rather be safe than sorry. And as you mentioned, the delivery scams, that's another thing you really have to look out for. And I mentioned this previously, but you also get the banking scams where they go, Howard, we've deducted 7,000 Rand from your credit card. And you go, oh, I didn't do that. And then you click on the link to speak to the bank, in air quotes, to cancel that 7,000 Rand. Meanwhile, you're giving the criminals all the information they need to take the money from you.
So the advice there is, if you have anything like that, don't phone the link or anything that they tell you to do. Phone your bank. If you're concerned, phone your bank. You make the call. That is the, I would say that's the number one rule here. Would you, and you'd agree with that? You make the call. You control who you are speaking to.
Yes. And also, obviously, don't use the number in the SMS that gets sent to you.
Absolutely.
Or WhatsApp, you know what your bank number actually is, and phone them directly.
Dr. Wei Tse Lung, thank you as always. Academy for Computer Science and Software Engineering, cybercrime, as well as new legislation talking about scams to look out for when shopping online this Black Friday. Let us know if you've been scammed. Don't be embarrassed. Everybody has been. If you haven't, you're probably not breathing. Everybody has been scammed to a greater or lesser extent. And if you think you haven't, you just haven't identified it.